First of all, Paul, what team news have you got ahead of this one?
Well, obviously, Mark Duval got 45 minutes under his belt another day, which was great for everybody, especially him. And the rest of them are all looking fit. You know, Harry's still a couple of weeks away, so we're looking forward to getting him back. So, no, all positive.
You saying Fernandez has got a shout for the weekend?
He might be involved in the squad. You know, he's only had 45 minutes in after being out for nearly 13 weeks, so... it'll be good to get him back involved with the squad again, and he looked good for the 45 minutes he had, but we've just got to be a bit careful with him, you know, not just his injury coming back. He's had a pre-season where he was just getting used to the culture, the football, the fitness side of it and everything else, and he's had a break, so but we're looking forward to having him back because he's going to be a good player.
Yeah, when you signed him, you were really excited, weren't you? Big things expected.
It was, because I've watched him for over 2 years now, and I know what he can do. He's a fantastic age, and you know, you speak to the boys here, everybody's been impressed with his attitude, especially when he's been out injured and he's desperate to get back.
How was he when he played for the reserves?
Yeah, he was good. He was a little bit rusty the first 5-10 minutes, you know, but once he got into the pace of the game, he was tackling, he was winning the ball back, and he scored a fantastic goal. So be good to have him back in competition for places.
And just remind us what he'll add, because it has been a long time since you signed him, and I think you said back at the time that yes, he's a ball player, but not frightened of getting stuck in either.
No, he's not. He's not, and he's somebody that will put his foot in there, he'll win the ball back, and he's got that horrible habit of keeping the ball, whether it be a 5-yard pass or a 10-yard pass. And you know, he's one of these players that will always keep things ticking over. People might not always notice him in games, but that's because he does the basic things well. He keeps it simple, and the way we want to play, Mark's one of the players that will help us do that.
You've had the break. Was that a source of frustration or not?
Yeah, it was. It was, because we were all on a high after the performance, and especially the result from the Leicester game. And you know, when results like that happen, you want another game to come along very quickly. But the boys they've worked hard. Their attitude's been great, because the tendency is the week after international breaks is to lose focus a little bit. But the training we've had, the training we've got in them, they've been top class.
What has it allowed you to do?
Get some fitness work into the ones that needed it. Top the fitness levels up of the ones who have been playing, and also give them a little bit of rest time. Not so much physically, but mentally. You know, because there's been a lot of games recently. Get them refreshed and get them ready to go.
You've lost Makeda since we last spoke. Obviously a huge blow. Any plans to try and fill that gap, or do you just stick it out for now?
We're talking to people all the time, as in regards of bringing people in, whether it be defenders, midfielders or strikers. We want to improve. It's a little bit slow at the minute, because clubs want to keep hold of their better players. There's still a little bit of the window to go, so if we can bring people in, we will, you know, but it's not always as easy as that.
You are definitely looking though, are you?
I'm always looking, yeah, I keep telling you that. You know, if we can get somebody in to fill the void while Kiko's away, we will. But it's got to be the right quality. There's no point us bringing people in just for the sake of it to make numbers up. You know, we've got good players here and a fantastic atmosphere here. So it's got to be people that will fit into that.
Are you in regular contact with Man United to see how he's getting on?
Yeah, myself and Gavin, I've been in contact with him. I spoke to Kiko myself. You know, he was as gutted as we were that it. The loan got cut short through injury. He's going to be a few weeks yet, so we'll see what we can do within these 3 weeks.
Will it affect the way you play?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, we'll get Theo. Spoke to Theo this morning. He's came back fit from the international duty. He's done well for us, Theo. Especially, you know, he's played up position a couple of times and done a job for the team. When he's played up front, he's looked a threat as well. You know, but there's different ways and different formations that we can go.
There was talk of Billy going out as a consequence of Makeda being injured. Does that mean you keep him here for now?
Yeah, we'll be keeping Billy with us for the time being. You know, he's worked hard, he's done well in the reserves the other day there, got his goal. You know, so the one thing that we will do is keep the squad together.
In fairness to him, when he's come on from the bench this season, he's done all right, hasn't he?
He has, he's done well. You know, he's got his head down and he's worked hard. He's possibly been a victim of other players doing well. You know, Theo came in and hit the ground running with goals. Kiko came in and hit the ground running with goals. Brownie's been fantastic. You know, but Billy's waited patiently, and he's worked hard, and as I said, he done well in the reserves the other day. They've got his goal, so he's always in our thoughts.
Just a word on behind the scenes here. I know it's been difficult for you in the past to talk about it because of what's been going on, but it seems to have settled down now. The club's saying they're going to stick with what they've got in terms of the board and how they move forward. Does that affect you, and what are your immediate thoughts on it?
No, I didn't let it affect me when the speculation was around. All I've got to and have to concentrate on is what happens here. not just with the first team. You know, we've got a development group, we've got the youth team that are doing ever so well. And all my thoughts, first and foremost, have to go to that. You know, maybe I was a little bit pre-season. You hear what might happen and you can get carried away with it, and I can't afford myself to do that. You know, the one thing I keep talking to the players about is keeping focus, and that has to start from the top.
But you still get the support anyway, do you?
Fantastic. They've been great, you know, and even at the minute while we're looking to possibly bring in players, I know the support's there for me. I'm working for a great board, and Gav, top chief exec, who I keep in contact all the time. You know, I'm on the phone to John every day. If I don't see Gavin, I speak to him. Phil Huff's the same. You know, so it's a great relationship we've all got.
Do you feel you can still achieve what you want to achieve without that extra cash?
Absolutely. And I think the boys that are here at the minute are showing that, you know, and without going crazy on the money side of things, I feel we've put together a squad that's really competitive and is going to get better. You know, we've signed players that have got a point to prove as well. You know, you look at Bongani, not played at Tottenham. You look at Reece at Man City. You know, Kiko coming in, Theo, Richie Wellens. You know, all these players have got points to prove regardless of what age they are, and we're giving them a platform to do that.
What about that left-back position that's been left by James Husband now? Is that a concern for you?
It's not an immediate concern, because Reece came in and probably did his best game for us playing in that position. You know, but we've got a couple of targets in mind that we're looking to do something. But going back to the start of the conversation, it's not all that easy to get players out, and particularly left-backs. You know, there seems to be a shortage of them. And the ones that we think can come in and fit in are good players, and clubs always don't want to let good players go.
Of the two positions, striker or left-back, what's the biggest priority for you?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
I thought I might get something like that. And Reading next, I mean, what a game to come back to.
It's a fantastic game, you know, and I think after Saturday we would have played 8 out of the top 9 teams, and what a fantastic start that is. And Nigel is a manager that I admire. You know, when I was at Oldham, he was at Scunthorpe and then Southampton. We've got a lot of good players there. He's kept a lot of the squad from the Premier League last year. So it's going to be a great test for us, but it'll be no bigger test than Leicester was, or Wigan, or Forest, or Watford, where we've played really well against. And, you know, I've said this before, and that the win against Leicester allows us the chance to go down to Reading and have a right good go, because yet again, nobody will be expecting anything.
And you're up against guess who? Billy.
Who's that?
Billy Sharp. Billy Sharp, of course.
Yeah, but Billy's somebody I'd admire as a player and as a person. You know, he's got fantastic rapport with people at the club here, but he's a Reading player, and he'll be doing everything he can if he plays to try and score against us, and we've got to be aware of that.
Were you genuinely in contention for his signature at one point?
I'm not aware in contention for his signature, but we definitely made there were talks that that the chairman had with Mr. Cortese down at Southampton about the possibility of getting him here. From what I've been told, Billy was quite keen to come back. So it didn't happen, you know, so we move on.
He'll get a great reception, won't he, and rightly so.
He will, and I hope it's a great reception after the game as well, and we've picked up some points.
And how do you tackle it? How do you approach this? Like you say, you've faced a lot of the top teams so far and competed really well, haven't you? If not always getting the result perhaps you wanted.
We go there with a positive frame of mind, like I want the players to do in every game. You know, they're playing with a lot of confidence, they're training with a lot of confidence, you know, the team spirit is high. Maybe we want to keep that going. And we want to go down there like in every game and give a really good account of ourselves. Try and play football when we can. Be hard to beat like we were against Leicester. And I think over recent weeks we've shown a nice mix to what we can do. You know, we know we're getting a reputation of being a decent footballing team. But I think against Leicester you've seen the other side of us where we really had to dig in and get a result. And you put the two together, you've got a chance.